In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he doesn't cover all the bases. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my late 40s and I'm raising three children on my own. I've had my fair share of dating horrors and I would love to be married, but the dating pool has pee in it. So I've decided to like the man that likes me, but I'm also doing whatever I need to do on the side to be sexually satisfied. My boyfriend is a decent lover, but he doesn't cover all the bases. He doesn't even start at first base. He goes straight for the home run every time. I like the ball being hit out the park, but I mean, I need those bases covered too, if you know what I mean. He thinks he's my everything, and I let him believe that so I don't lose him. I make so much noise that you would think we're at the World Series. Then, once he leaves, I either have company or I go visit one of my other men that know how to please me. I just wish they could do other things like hold a conversation or take me out to dinner occasionally. They don't even call me regularly. So there's no way I could ever get caught up thinking they want a relationship with me. Before you think I'm a garden tool, there are two other men. There are only two other men that I deal with. My main boyfriend seems to love me, but he's never told me. And the other two guys are only there to service my needs. I'm just one of those people that need to be pleased sexually, or it ruins my mood and I can't even function at work. My children get a happier mom and better meals when I'm in a good mood. Here's my dilemma. It was hard to find a decent man to accept me with three children. So would I be wrong to ask him to step up his game in the bedroom? I don't want to run him off. So how do I address the sex issue? Okay, first of all, you know what? I don't want you to think you're a garden tool. I just don't. You're a strong woman. I'm going to say this. You're a strong woman who knows what she wants. You do need to cool off sexually, cool down a bit so you can focus on what you have. You need to learn how to get what you want from this one man. If this is who you want, concentrate on him. And yes, it is okay to let him know what you like. It's okay. You could do it nicely. There's a way to do it where you won't hurt or damage, you know, his very fragile ego in the process. I think letting him know what you want, there's no room for fear. You can't be afraid he's going to leave you. You're just standing up for yourself. I mean, if he runs off, he runs off. He wasn't the one. Just look at it that way. He wasn't the one. You know, I always say no risk, no reward. So you got to take that chance. You got to tell him what you want from him. Teach him what you like. But I do say now, while you're teaching him, while you're in this teaching mode, you got to leave these other two guys alone so you won't be distracted. You won't get caught. Your man might strike out a few times, to use your baseball analogy. He might, you know, he thinks he's your Mr. Everything, but he might strike out. So with practice, you know, you guys got to practice now. He can go from baseball analogy, spring training, all the way to the All-Star game and then to the World Series for real. Okay. You don't want to, then you won't want to need these pinch hitters, these other two guys. So I don't think three kids or not, you don't have to settle. A good man who loves you will take the total package, build from there. But a good man who takes you as you are will not allow you to play them. So I got to tell you again, get rid of these other guys and give your relationship a chance. Give it a chance. Steve?
Wow. Lady, it's so much wrong in this letter. Now, I could take a humorous approach about this, but you're in trouble. So I'm going to be Uncle Steve on this letter. First of all, lady, this whole way you're operating is just foul. It's foul. See, I've had my fair share of dating horrors. I would love to be married, but the dating pool has pee in it. Okay, that's okay. That's fair. It is hard out there. I'll admit that. So, I've decided to like the man that likes me, but I'm also doing whatever I need to do on the side. This right here is a bad concept. This concept is bad. This is not a win-win for a man or a woman, but it's especially not good for a woman. But then you came up with this incredible baseball analogy. My boyfriend is a decent lover, but he doesn't cover all the bases. He doesn't even start at first base. He goes straight for the home run every time. I like the ball being hit out the park, but I need those bases covered, if you know what I mean. Well, that's great, lady. Great, 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 great. But you have a problem here. You're treating this whole thing as if it were a game. Once you get into the game aspect of the relationship, you're dealing with people who are experts at the game, and that is men. We are experts at the game. Now, women are not experts at it. You can play it, but when you play the game, ladies, it almost always never works out for you. And I'm sorry, because you are not designed or created to be a baseball analogy. He thinks he's my everything, and I let him believe so that I don't lose him. I make so much noise, you would think we were at the World Series. Okay, Shirley's exactly right. Why are you doing that? Girl, you don't see what's wrong.
Hang on.
You ain't nobody taking you to dinner. They taking you to bed.
We'll get part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he doesn't cover all the bases. We'll get back into it right after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he doesn't cover all of the bases.
I understand what the lady's saying. But, lady, the problem we have in this entire letter is you're operating under a bad concept. You've decided to like the man that likes you, but I'm also doing whatever I need to do on the side to be sexually satisfied. Now, your boyfriend is a decent lover, but he don't cover all the bases. He don't like, he started liking first base. He goes straight for the home run every time. I like the ball being hit out of the park, but I need those bases covered if you know what I mean. Lady, you're using a baseball analogy, and which means you're operating your life and your relationship as a game. And once you get into the game, like I said before, you're dealing with men who are experts. See, we've been playing this game, baseball, football, basketball, since we was boys. We grew up playing this. Most women don't. And when you get into this game, ladies, you're not equipped or built really to play this type of sport with your body and your relationship. You're just not designed that way. I'm sorry. And if you want to play it that way, it's not going to work out for you. So now let me teach you a little something. He thinks he's my everything. And I let him believe that so I don't lose him. I make so much noise, you would think we at the World Series. Well, what you doing that for? Shirley told you what you need to do is work with this man and get him to become more. But no, 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 no. Once he leaves, I either have company or I go visit one of my other men that know how to please me. I just wish they could do other things like hold a conversation and take me out to dinner occasionally. Why? What we got to take you out to dinner for? You asked us to come over here, you come over there, so we could do you. We doing you. We ain't got to buy you dinner. We not finna take you nowhere. We gonna take you to the rack. And that's it, sister. Now, they don't even call me regularly. Why? You call them? What we gotta call you regular for? You ain't gonna be special to them because you ain't special to yourself. So there's no way I could ever get caught up thinking they want a relationship with me. Now, before you think I'm a garden tool, there are only two other men that I deal with. Lady, you already at your max number. You dealing with your boyfriend and two other men. You at your max number. You maxed out. I don't know. You don't want us to call you a garden tool. You got to stop acting like one. I don't know how you think this fit in. Now, daughter might have finna go along with this. Now, you wrote in to Uncle Steve. Now, I could be funny this whole letter, trust me. But I'm going to help you. Because you got to stop this. Because this is just a loop you in and you can't get out of it. Now, my main boyfriend seems to love me, but he's never told me that because the other two guys are only there to service my needs. He feels that some kind of way. He may not know exactly what's going on, but men ain't as stupid as you think. Then you say, I'm just one of those people that need to be pleased sexually. Listen to this. Or it ruins my mood and I can't even function at work. And my children get a happier mom and better meals when I'm in a good mood. So let me ask you something. So when you ain't getting sexed, you can't go to work. Yo, it's grumpy. And you can't cook. Lord have mercy.
I can't.
Lord have mercy. Here's my dilemma. Now, we already know what your dilemma is. You got to get sexed or you can't function. That's the dilemma. Here's my dilemma. It's hard to find a decent man to accept me with three children. Stop right there. You going at this with the wrong energy. Your transmitter is off. The signal that you're emitting from your brain, your body, and your mind, that remote control that you're operating, sends back. What you send out is what you get back. So the reason it's hard to find a man that will accept you with three children is because you don't require that they accept you and the three children. You go over and require that they service you after your boyfriend has inadequately performed. So now you're getting exactly what you put out. Would I be wrong to ask him to step up his game in the bedroom? Shirley said it best. That's your only option. Ask him, show him, teach him. I don't want to run him off, so how do I address the sex issue? You wrote this letter. You wrote a letter that addressed it all. But you can't sit down and have a conversation. So now, since you like baseball analogies, let's go. What position on the field do you play? You ain't the pitcher. You ain't throwing it. You know what you are? You the catcher. You behind the plate
catching balls. That's all you doing. You're in a squat position with your legs open, catching balls. That's what the catcher do on the baseball field. You're in a squat position with a mask on, and you catch balls. Do we understand?
All right, well, let's leave it there. Let's leave it there.
If I were you, I would stop playing catcher and get a better position on the field. I would be the manager and the picture.
That's right.
Because right now, you ain't nothing but a catcher, and all you catching is balls.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
Hey, y'all, this is Monica.
This is Spike Lee.
Hey, this is Mary J. Blige.
Yo, this is Stephen A. Smith.
Hey, this is Chaka Khan.
You have no idea what it is. This is Carlos Miller, and this may or may not be the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.